Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, now located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. You can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or a tablet, it's my understanding that our website is now mobile-friendly, which is nice, so I don't have to give out several different URLs for you to visit. You just got to go to the one, mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too, marciliains@gmail.com. Now that address is going to, that email is going to be changing soon, but for right now, you can send email to marciliains@gmail.com. That's marciliains@gmail.com. Now this week I wanted to share an article that I got probably a couple months ago from Hartford Steam Boiler Insurance Company. They not only do steam boiler insurance, but they also do lots of commercial and industrial insurance. But they had a great article on 9 air conditioning maintenance tips. All this month here, the month of June, I want to do articles and tips on how to stay cool this summer. And to start it out, I thought I would go to the air conditioning maintenance with tips on preparing your central air unit or your window unit for the upcoming summer season. I don't know about you, but I've already started up my central air unit here in West Michigan area. Last week we were hitting temperatures in the 90s, so it was rather warm. And the need to have the central air unit on was imperative. So again, this article is from Hartford Steam Boiler Insurance, and I'm only going to share a few of the tips because I want you to go to the original article and read all the tips. Lots of good information there, so certainly check that out, and I'll have a link to it on our blog. Now, I do want to mention on our webpage, if you go to mvpinsure.us, about halfway down the page, you're going to see a little blurb about Let's Talk Insurance, and it says click here. You click on that link, you're going to go right to our blog. So you can go to mvpinsure.us, and then all you got to do is just click on that little link, and it'll bring you right to our blog with information on the day's podcast. So be on the lookout for that. Now, without further ado, let's get into the tips that they offer. The first one that I wanted to share with you is clean the coils. You should clean the coils on the outside of your unit twice. Once during pre-startup, that's to get all the dust and dirt and leaves and everything else from around it. You want to get that clean before you even start it up because you don't want to suck any dirt or anything like that into the unit. So it's easy enough. You can take a hose with a sprayer attachment on it and just go around and just spray the outside. Make sure that it is all nice and clear from any debris, dirt, and whatnot. And then the second time is when the unit is in full cooling mode, so it's in constant use. Obviously, it's going to be sucking air from the outside, so you want to make sure that you constantly keep the outside clean, for sure, to prevent any clogs or overheating and whatnot. Now, for window units, you may want to consider purchasing a what's called a fin repair tool. Really easy. I found one on Home Depot here, just to give you an example. Found one on Home Depot. Total cost is $8.96 plus tax. And basically, what that fin tool does is it straightens your condenser and evaporator fins on your window unit or even on your central air unit, because it does have the condenser and evaporator fins too. Things that can happen is you may bump up against it, or kids may come along depending on where your window unit is. Some kids could come along, kind of smash them in. It's kind of neat to, you know, smash them in because it's made out of a really thin aluminum, so it's really easy to bend them. Maybe you had a tree come down and scrape the side of the unit, and that really blocked up a lot of those evaporator fins. You want to make sure that those are clean and clear. Straighten them back up. It also takes care of getting in there and getting all the scum and dust and dirt that collects in between those fins. And this helps to prevent overflows because it eliminates any plugged drains and pans you might have, because all that dust and dirt get in there, and then you close it up, by putting the, I don't want to say scratches, but you're bending the aluminum to cover up what it should be open. So using those, that fin repair tool, you just basically slide it in and slide it across, and it'll accumulate all the scum as well as straighten the fins as it goes. Really important for cooling. Helps with efficiency for sure. And then the lines are fixed, so it's not like a flexible line. The little tines for the repair tool are fixed and straight, so when you get it in there, and it's going to go right across in a straight line. You don't have to worry about any flexing or anything like that. It's just going to go right in, straighten it right out, and clean out all that scum and dirt that may clog your central air unit or your window unit. Now, it's second tip that they have here is inspect the compressor motor starter. The electrical contacts can corrode or rust. It's best to have them replaced before they fail. Take a look at it. You certainly want a professional to come out before you hit peak air conditioning season, because you know who wants to be waiting for a repairman in 100 degree heat to come out and fix your central air unit. So certainly take some time and check that compressor motor starter. Make sure that the contacts are clear and that everything is clean around it. If there's anything wrong, then you could call a repairman beforehand, because during peak season, prices tend to go up as far as service calls. So certainly check into that. The next tip here is check and replace the moisture filters. If the air unit itself indicates that there is moisture in the system, then you need to have a repairman come out and vacuum out that moisture, get all that cleared out, and then at the same time have him check him or her. I gotta say that there are female HVAC contractors out there, so have him or her replace any dryers or filters that are clogged or in need of replacement. There wasn't any indication as far as when you need to replace those dryers and filters, but I would assume that you would know, or the repair person would know, when that needs to be done. So certainly take what they say under advisement. If it's going to cost you just a little bit of money to have those replaced, I would say it's better to replace it at the repair person's prompting than to let it go and then have to deal with a bigger issue down the road. So certainly check that out. Next one you want to do is you want to check your refrigerant charge. If the system is low on refrigerant, make sure that you check for any leaks and repair as necessary. Now this one, it said 9 air conditioning maintenance tips, and they had two tips that really went together as two separate ones, and that was check refrigerant charge and then check for leaks. Well, if you're checking the refrigerant charge, you're also checking for leaks too. So I think that was a little bit of a stretch for them to get an extra tip out of that. But you certainly want to check for any leaks, because there are refrigerants today, and I believe that there are statutes or codes or something stating that the refrigerant used has to be environmentally safe and environmentally friendly. So be sure to obviously check for leaks. If you got an older unit, of course you got to be a little bit more careful, because the refrigerant that's being used is can be toxic to animals, can be toxic to humans, can be toxic to plants. So you certainly want to keep an eye on that. If you've got low refrigerant, that's something that you're going to have to constantly be checking on, because it sounds like if it's low on refrigerant, there's one leak somewhere. You get that fixed, most likely there's going to be another leak somewhere in the system. So certainly keep an eye on that. And the last one I wanted to share today is clean the evaporators. You should vacuum your furnace cabinet before running your central air. And of course, from our previous podcast, we talked about furnace maintenance and stuff like that. You want to replace your furnace filter at least every 30 days, especially during the summer, because you got to think all that air that's going to be coming in is going to be full of dust and pollen and whatnot. So those filters get full pretty quickly. So make sure that you check on that and make sure that there is good airflow. And then obviously vacuum out the furnace cabinet and make sure that all the dust and debris and everything is out so that the air can flow smoothly and efficiently. Again, I want you to go to the original article from Hartford Steam Boiler. You can go to our website. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And then scroll about halfway down the page. You'll find our Let's Talk Insurance tab. You should be able to click on that, and it should bring you to a page that shows our blog. So be sure to check that out. Again, we are from from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located now in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Again, I'll give you that web address. It's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. It is accessible via desktop, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, so be sure to check that out. Lots of information there. I'm going to be adding more information as the days go on, so be sure to constantly check that for updates on mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week.